An intense competition is underway to design a new downtown sports arena in Kansas City. The city is home to some of the nation's top sports architecture firms, and several have joined up to bid on this job. An acclaimed out-of-town architect, Frank Gehry, is also joining with a local firm to pursue the contract. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
In a spacious loft-style office in Kansas City, several architects of varying ages are gathered around a long conference table. It's covered with drawings, computer renderings, and pictures, ideas for Kansas City's proposed new sports arena.
It's truly the friendly building. I mean,
yeah, it inherently is a flexible space.
And I think that gets back to the whole roots of, when we talk about the Midwest, and it's friendly, you know, friendly people in the Midwest. I mean,
sports architecture began here in Kansas City in the early 1970s with the then-revolutionary design of Royals and Arrowhead Stadiums. The firm that oversaw those projects spun off several other sports architecture shops that prospered as cities across the country replaced old buildings with modern, fan-friendly venues. But there's something different about this planning session. The architects at the table represent firms that are usually cutthroat competitors. Rick Martin is with HOK, the people who designed Baltimore's Camden Yards. HOK has teamed with two other smaller firms and another industry giant, Ellerbe Beckett, to bid on the arena. Martin sees this as their chance to showcase Kansas City's hometown sports architecture industry.
People come from all over the world to Kansas City to have their arenas and stadiums designed, and this would really be a chance to show what happened if collectively we applied the genius of all these firms.
Together, the Downtown Partnership, as the team is known, has an impressive portfolio. They've designed 25 of the last 28 arenas built for pro basketball or hockey teams. As it happens, the combined expertise of the competition is one of the things that got Frank Gehry interested in the project. Stacy Jones is with Crawford Architects, a Kansas City firm that's partnering with Gehry in his bid to design the new Kansas City arena. Jones says when he proposed the partnership to Gehry, he took a provocative position that while sports arenas are among the most heavily attended and prominent public buildings, the quality of their architecture has been less than first rate.
So when that was pitched to Frank, that appealed to him, that here's an opportunity to put his hand, with the correct technical guidance from a firm like ours, but to put his hand, turn his hand at a building type that could affect a lot of people in a positive way.
The site of the new arena is just a block from City Hall, but in an especially desolate part of Kansas City's empty downtown. Right now it's just a collection of parking lots, but this space offers Kansas City a chance to redefine itself on the national stage and to create an attraction that will hopefully spur downtown revitalization.
I don't think anyone would argue the point that Kansas City needs life.
John Gaunt, the Dean of Architecture at the University of Kansas, says an arena is just the sort of building that can provide a tipping point and help spur a downtown renaissance, which makes the selection of architect even more vital.
Whoever they hire to do it, I think, has a real obligation to produce distinguished architecture. It is more than an arena. It's revitalizing a city that really needs revitalization.
The new arena is just one of several projects that promise to reshape Kansas City's downtown. But Stacy Jones says a Frank Gehry-designed arena can do for Kansas City what his design of the Guggenheim Museum did for Bilbao, Spain. Jones predicts it will spur an increase in tourism and bring millions of additional dollars to the Kansas City economy.
It's not just about doing a picture-perfect building, but it's about the economic reality that the promise of one of his buildings brings to a city like Kansas City. Not because it's an arena, but because it's a Frank Gehry arena.
We're not afraid of competition. I mean, this is our city and this is what we do.
Rick Martin says he'd be more concerned if he was competing with Gehry for the design of an art museum.
Yeah, he gets a lot of attention, but you see his buildings, you don't necessarily know what city they're in, and this will be a building that we will design that you'll know is Kansas City.
That may emerge as one of the factors that will ultimately decide which team is chosen. What Kansas City wants more, an arena that's an architectural icon or one that reflects the city's values and self-image. City Manager Wayne Cawthon, one of those who will choose the arena architect, says iconic is good, but he's more concerned with other matters.
We're looking at who can distinctly show the Kansas City flavor and to also tell us who can actually deal with our budget. Our budget is a very aggressive budget, especially with us trying to get this built by the end of March of 2007.
Plans now call for the arena mostly to be used for collegiate sports and trade shows, though all parties are hopeful that a new downtown arena will lure a professional basketball or hockey team to the area. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.